Hey guys, this is Chris. Before we jump into this, I just wanted to give a big shout out to Mr. Jack Bauer, who worked very hard over the span of one very quick week to put all this stuff together. He also had help, so all you guys on Retroids that helped him out, I just want to let you guys know that we at Interactive Distractions very much appreciate what you did, and it turned out absolutely fantastic, and I listened to it before I posted this, and it was just me laughing my ass off the whole time. So thank you all very much, and I hope you enjoy it. So here we go. And welcome back.
Wait, hold on a second.
You welcome back. Whoa.
Son of a bitch. What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to
Who invited this guy?
Sorry. You're an ass, Scott.
That's bumper material right there.
That's podcast cock block right there. That's like what the equivalent would be.
That's it. I quit.
Yes. That's all it took.
Quality.
Scott, we should have had you on like a year ago.
And still the hate. You know what, Jeff?
I love how Jeff has given me more of a hard time than I am.
Jeff.
Travis, you weren't even on a year ago. Come on.
Jeff, apologize.
I love you.
Okay.
Bromance for the win.
There you go.
All right, let's start for real now. How about that?
Keep up that box collection.
All right, here we go. Let's see, for the DS, Cars Racerama, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Explorers of the Sky, Where the Wild Things Are, I don't know what that is. It looks like Leviathan, but it's not Leviathan.
It's not Leviathan?
No, it's like Leviathan Tactics.
Leviathan?
I don't know. Cake Mania 3, Sushi Academy, and Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. I'm actually going to look this one up right now. Not Might and Magic, the Leviathan Tactics, because I'm interested in it. So,
no, should we wait or something?
No. We'll keep going. I'll look it up while you're doing emails.
Okay.
So, Jason, have any good poos today?
I did.
Nice. Good stuff.
It was pretty nice.
Cool.
Good shape to it.
Good showing. Jesus. Nice.
Yeah, not bad. It was real quick, and it's like I had bran or something.
Fuck. Can I finish? Or is poo
totally
our feature? I mean, what the hell?
No, well, dude, I didn't know what else to stall with.
Yeah.
Why are you stalling? I didn't say to stall.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
All right, for PC, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, Nancy Drew, Warnings at Waverly Academy, Cabela Outdoor Adventures, Mechanarium.
The Indoor Cabela's.
What?
Nothing. Does Cabela actually have any indoor adventures?
I don't know, but they all say Cabela's Outdoor Adventures, every single one of them. So
yeah, exactly. The indoor is like you're hunting mice.
Right.
you're shooting cats. The heads of the animals that you shot outdoors that are mounted on your wall. There you go.
There you go.
Mechanarium and Tropico 3.
What up, Indute? It is the Nubachine.
See, we do love you.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. We're getting you so drunk.
So, update on Indute. Just letting you guys know, in about 2 weeks, I've got my plane ticket. Yes, and I said plane, so that means the first time I'll be on a plane.
That means I gotta pick his ass up.
So, I can sympathize.
It's gonna be a tough one, but I'm doing it for you. So suck it up and like it. Take it like a man.
Alright. Dude, you're the one
so
flying.
The reason I called is, so Birth by Sleep. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. It's good. Yeah, I like it. It's very, very good. In fact, it lived up to my hype and it went beyond that. And there's greater feeling for a gamer than to have that feeling. And, I just love it. And is it good? Mm-hmm. It's very good. Love this game.
God.
Jeff, there's a pineapple on your head.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Are you serious? Help me. God damn it. That's not how I should join back in the fucking call.
That's so perfect.
Motherfuckers.
Fuck what? Son of
Pineapple,
a bitch.
God
again?
Oh, man.
Hey, what up?
And Travis is not with us any today because, you know, he's being a pussy or something. But, just in case you guys needed a reason to listen to Gamers Only Older, Mr. Leo Garbajal.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen.
How's it going, buddy?
See.
I like how you almost said Travis isn't with us anymore.
Because Leo killed him.
Yes.
And then he forced us to put him on the show. That's really what happened.
We're actually being held at gunpoint at this very moment. He's got a really big gun. He has a one point on my head from Wisconsin.
All things are possible. It's Pip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, damn. Well, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Anything going on this week?
Not a whole lot. It's kind of weird because I got used to recording bi-weekly, so it's like, I have to record this week and then next week, and I'm going to be totally confused, but that's all right. I can blame you guys.
that's right. True. You can. Most people do anyways, so yeah, it all works out in the end.
It does. That's what matters.
Jeff, what's up with you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing gay. Doing gay. Wow.
That's oh new. God. How about something new?
This is Jeff's night of like...
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Lip slips.
Doing okay.
That's two right now. So now we started the show after you came back from your pip.
My pip. Oh shit! No, I'm doing okay. Not much happened this past week, really.
That's kind of one of the reasons that I think that having a download game at the same price as the game in the store is kind of a dick move, because you've cut out the margin of the retailer. So you know, instead of reaping the benefits of that, give back some of that to the customer.
But the thing is, that they have to. Because if they're afraid, if they don't do that, then the retailers will be like, fuck you, we're not going to carry your games.
How'd that go again? All right. I'm sorry, guys. I totally forgot that he said that was there.
Could just go on mute and masturbate.
Why mute?
Oh, god damn.
I'll leave you guys with that.
Someone's masturbating with their vagina.
I knew Jeff would get a kick out of that.
That was you?
Yeah.
That was Boris.
No, it was me. No. I try not to masturbate on these shows until at least the third or fourth.
Oh, season, yeah. You got to be comfortable. Exactly.
You have to kind of go get into this a little bit slowly. Don't want to blow it all on the first show.
Exactly.
Next email. Oh, my goodness. This is a long one. Some dude named Zeke, that's what I think. Okay. Hi, Indus. I'd like to tell you a story of what video games can do for your love life. It was sometime back in 98 or 99, and I was way into first-person shooters. For some reason, me and a couple of friends had decided to stop playing QW and instead concentrate on Action Quake 2. For those of you who haven't played this mod, it can best be described as an early Counter-Strike with the awesome and at the same time annoying addition of bleeding. Anyhow, we had a clan match scheduled for the night, and I was really thrilled. I went on nonstop about how we were going to beat them and win the league and so on. My girlfriend was mildly impressed, but as usual, she put up with me. An hour or so before the match, I dialed up my modem and logged onto IRC. Nothing like some pre-game trash talk to set the mood. I hardly noticed the sighs coming from the back of the room. When the clock struck game time, I was all business. Headphones on, keyboard polished, mouse dusted, and ready to roll. This is when the problem started. In-game, at least. In real life. I had been behind enemy lines for hours without realizing it. People were dropping out, pings were horrible, and the server was acting up. What seemed like an hour or so later, we had found a new server, and the match was on. I was pissed off, and for some reason, I just couldn't understand why my girlfriend was constantly bugging me, asking if I was done soon. Didn't she realize that this was important? Oblivious to anything but fragging, I kept playing. I was too into the game to notice the nuance in her voice. A wiser man would have picked up on. We won the match, and of course I logged right back into our ISC room to brag and slap virtual shoulders. My laughter and good mood was abruptly cut off when the sound of a book hitting the floor beside our bed echoed through the room. The lights went out, and when I turned around to look at her, she was lying in the bed, her back to me. With an unnerving feeling in my stomach, I turned back to my computer and wrote a line explaining what just happened. It was silent for a moment, and then someone replied, "Dude, you know it's Valentine's tonight, right?"
Oh, damn!
I tried to redeem myself the next day by getting a dozen giant red roses.
Oh, man.
When I told the clerk I wanted the card to say nothing but sorry, she shot me a look like I was shaking babies while strangling puppies for a living. A week or so later, I had almost soothed things over with a girlfriend, and even though we are not together anymore, I learned a valuable lesson. I mark a calendar with important events, even if they only apply to you by association. I, for one, never forget Valentine's anymore. It is coming up now in August, right? Signed, yes. Zeke.
That's awesome. A terrible, but awesome.
Lords of Shadow. Revere is the current DLC that's out. They've got one more coming, I think. At this point, I gotta say, I'm kind of disappointed in it because, you know, you start out and you walk into, you know, it takes place in the Vampire's Castle, like the Lords of Shadow, the Shadow Lord, the Vampire Shadow Lord. It takes place in her castle. So you walk into the castle, you fight a mob that has like three or four giant armored skeletons. And then you go and you solve a puzzle and you go to the next stage. And it's like, really? And then the next stage is like, as much as I've played it so far, it's like all platforming. And the platforming has a lot to be desired in this game. It is not good. And it's like, why are you even doing this? It's like, just focus on what this game is good at. Give me good presentation. Give me good story story elements. And give me good combat. That's what I want. And you're throwing platforming at me. I don't give a shit about combat, platforming. So I got to a point where it's like you jump to a ledge and the ledge like falls. It drops.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it doesn't give you any good indication of where you have to go next. So it's like I seriously like pushed every direction and hit jump and he just didn't do anything but fall to his death. It's like, congratulations. Yeah. You've completely fucked up level design. So,
bought this, or you just
I bought it. Yeah, I bought it. Wow. It was $10. So,
but you actually you're actually enjoying it though, from what I can see from like your tweets and stuff and posts.
The Castlevania?
Not Castlevania. Russian Attack.
I haven't gotten to Russian Attack yet, dude.
Brett,
are you paying attention to what I'm talking about? Or are you fucking
no? I just ran and grabbed a drink and I came back and I heard. Well, no, I ran and grabbed a beer, came back, and then I heard you say something about the jumping. So I was like, oh, he's obviously talking about Rushing Attack. So cool, I can jump right into this.
Jeff, I fucking love you, dude, man.
Sorry.
Was awesome. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
It's like watching a car park on the train tracks, and you know you probably should say something, but you just let the train hit it.
Like, where the fuck are you going with this, Jeff?
I knew it. Oh. But, well, I'll bring it back up when you talk about Russian Attack.
All right, cool, yeah.
Go ahead.
But yeah, oh so for the first DLC of Castlevania, I'm kind of disappointed. I would have liked to see a little bit more thought.
Memorizing new combos, and
yeah,
it's kind of artificially hard where the bosses take a ridiculous amount of damage but deal out a ridiculous amount of damage. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to dodge their attacks or whatnot. And stuff like
here's
that.
Here's one of the things that I see that makes it...
Wow.
What was that?
Sorry, did you hear all that like crashing beforehand? Yeah. That was my cat. I didn't realize jumped up on the shelf above me and said I had to push shit off. That was awesome. Get out of here.
Stop interrupting our podcast.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, one of the things... All right, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, I can hear you still playing Super Meat Boy.
Sorry.
God damn it.
All right, I'm done. Soft presses.
Talk about a distraction. Holy shit.
I got this. I'm going to make this level my bitch. So many saws.
All right.
Oh, Megan broke her foot.
Oh, boo.
Dude, you were telling me about this, man.
Yeah, she was outside playing with the dog, and she fell wrong and broke her foot. She's dealing with it. She's never broken a bone before. So she's acting like
first
a girl. She's acting like a girl. She just needs a all joking aside.
Suck it up, Megan. Suck it up.
Megan's a tough girl. I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure Travis would be in more like dire need if he broke his foot. I need. Can you grab that for me? It's almost like a foot away from. Can you just like? I can't. It hurts too much.
Dude, we all would.
I'm a baby, dude.
Men are pussies
guys,
when it comes.
Oh hell yeah!
To
when it comes to pain, we're bigger pussies than women.
Oh dude,
sure.
When I get sick, I'm such a baby. I swear, I'm not lying.
I believe you, man.
So we went to the doctor. And she literally. Like rolled her ankle, but it somehow broke the top bone. One of the cuboids of her foot broke it right in half. And the doctor came in, and we went to the old foot doctor, and he said, "What did he say?" He was like, "So what did you drop on your foot?" And Megan's like, "I didn't drop anything. No, I just rolled over and fell."
An Xbox.
No, it was the controller.
The original Xbox, right.
Yeah.
It was the controller. And the doctor is sitting there, like, not processing it. He's like, "No, I just looked at your x-ray. This break can only be caused by something hitting. It literally looks like someone took a baseball bat and slammed it straight in your foot, the way this break is."
Travis, is there something you're not telling us?
So he...
Stop beating your wife,
I swear
man.
To God, for a split second out of a corner of his eye, he looked at me.
He looked at you?
I got the slow stare. I'm like, dude.
Not happening, man. I promise.
Anyway. But yeah, we're, you know, dealing with that and everything. So with that, juggling puppies and everything, like, it is like... I've turned into, like, Mr. Nanny or something overnight. Like, I've had to, like, do all the cleaning, all the cooking, helping Megan out with everything. So it's fun. I'm learning some responsibility.
So you've been doing something you should have been done since the beginning of your marriage.
Right, yeah. It took her to break her leg. Her plan worked. But the good
I'm
news...
I'm not laughing at her breaking her leg.
So the good news, though, let's get the energy back up. Woo!
I love it when somebody asks you, like, "Can you do this, like, 2-minute thing for me?" And then you forget about it, and, like, 10 days later, you're like, "Dude, I'm sorry, man, I was so busy."
I was so busy for fucking 24 hours every day for the last 7 days.
You would not believe the schedule that I had. I could not fit in your 90
seconds. Dude, I saw you playing StarCraft, you son of a bitch. Well, you know, do a review or some shit. That's what I do.
It's one of those things where they're saying, "Oh, well, we can't reproduce it," and it's so it still hasn't been fixed.
Well, actually, it was the one with the zombies. Like when you go to Canada, they've got those like frozen zombies or whatever. When you kill the zombies, they'll die, but then they'll come right back to life.
Right.
Sometimes they weren't coming back to life; they were still standing up, but their life bar was zero, and the entire map is like filled with these spawns.
Right.
And they're not doing anything but just, like, taking up space. And that was something that Crypto was like, "Oh, I don't know. I can't reproduce it." You know what I'm talking about?
Man, whatever. It'll fix itself. Just reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's been fixed, I think. Because I was messing around with Canada with two different characters.
Hey, what'd you say?
And I didn't see that. What?
What? You been fucking around with who?
I was messing around in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Did I miss...
Else.
What did you think I said?
As you were. As you were, Riccio. As you were.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got it sitting on top of my TV right now. Do you guys see the picture that I took last night?
Yes, that was awesome.
Oh, my God. So I made a production out of this. Like, I called it the night before. I'm like, okay, tomorrow is Batman Day. It's not Project Day. It's not anything else day. It's fucking Batman Day. I'm playing Batman, and that's it. So I got the game, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. It's time, motherfuckers. I'm going to play some Batman. So I got like a good portion of my Batman figures out. I set them up in front of the TV, looking at the screen. Watching the screen. I got the Batman cape out. I got my Batman, one of my Batman shirts on. I got my Batman
Please
glass
tell me
out.
You're wearing a mask.
If I could find one that fit my fat head, I'm sure I would have been wearing one. But yeah, it was a production and it was a shrine of sorts.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Nothing more important in Mass Effect 1 than trying to figure out how to not kill Rex.
I never had that issue. And, you know, we were talking about that on the last special. You know,
Ashley, Caden, I didn't give a shit. Long as Rex lived, yeah. I was happy.
Am I the only person who truly gives a shit about Ashley?
Yes.
No, I loved Ashley.
Well, apparently Chris.
People hate Ashley because of the fact that they didn't like the first. Okay, first impressions are not an impression unless you impress anybody. Now, Ashley gives off a terrible, terrible first impression. Terrible.
She's a bitch.
But when you no,
and she's racist.
Okay, obviously. Again, like her, okay, so. Let me guess. Let me defend. Let me defend. All right. You went. You fucked Yasari, right?
No, I slept with Ashley, but then I kicked her to the curb. I was like, I got what I wanted.
Okay. Ashley's backstory is amazing. There's a whole reason why. There's a whole reason why Ashley is the way she is.
Do you sympathize with this because we're raised in the fucking South or what? You know,
No.
It's like, you know, well, my daddy was a fucking racist. My daddy was KKK.
Ashley.
That's why I got to be.
Hold on. I'm putting my drink down. KKK. I'm putting my drink down. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Ashley, okay, I'm putting my drink down for this, all right? Here it is.
She was raised as a racist. That's
Ashley's
just the way that
dad.
She was.
No,
I understand
fuck everything
that.
Else. No, like, Ashley's dad was fucked over.
And his woman is so cool.
Okay, everybody be quiet. Ashley's dad was fucked over. He was a goddamn patriot.
Dude, we love your girlfriend. It's cool, man.
Ashley's dad was a goddamn patriot, all right? And the Citadel, just because the humans don't have any fucking clout at the time, didn't have any clout
in the clan.
And everything, yeah. He got fucked over.
He did.
And her whole name, her whole family's name got fucked over.
By those fucking aliens.
And that's all. Yeah, fuck them aliens,
I know.
All right?
I
love the black people, but fuck them aliens. All right? So those aliens.
Dude, my abs hurt, man. Can we stop, please?
No, I'm not done.
The funniest part is that Travis
those
is
aliens,
like fucking 1,000%
serious. This is game of the year. Okay? I love Ashley. Ashley's my fucking girl. And she's like that because the aliens fucking prosecuted her entire family because of what they thought about her dad. And she will never, ever, and even in Mass Effect 3, she will never move up in life. She will never gain anything with the council having a grasp.
But who gives a shit about Rex who gets on in this?
And Ashley gets a bad rap because of this. And because of what the aliens did to fucking Ashley's dad.
Did you say you had a meeting to go to later, Travis?
Ashley will never get any credit. Ashley could kill in Mass Effect 3.
Oh,
Ashley could land the final blow to the bad guy, and she will never get credit because of what the aliens think of her dad. And that's bullshit, okay? That's why I sympathize with Ashley, and that's why I didn't stick my space dick in any fucking body. Not Jack, not Kelly, not Miranda's sweet fucking ass. All right? Because
Dude,
of the fact
Jeff,
that
Jeff,
I sympathize and love
John
Ashley.
John is like beet red and crying over here, dude.
I'm sorry, but everybody says Ashley's a bitch, and I had to get that off my chest, and I've been drinking, so I'm not holding back. All right?
Don't fuck with my girl, yo.
Yeah. Don't fuck with my girl.
Fucking girl.
I'm serious.
Wow. All right.
Oh, my God.
Talk about tangents. Woo.
That is not a tangent. That is a fucking straight point. Ashley for the win.
So, okay. This
sorry.
Go
ahead.
Tweeting chips.
All right. Yeah. Moving on. Next.
Are we at IFF?
We actually haven't gotten to the dereliction.
Next loyalty mission, please.
Next, go to Horizon. Next, try to Horizon.
The Horizon? No. The ship is the trap.
No, right? Horizon is first.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right. You're right. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay now. I feel great.
Oh, my God.
You got that out. You got it off your chest, buddy.
South will rise again.
I never noticed that it showed up being a Confederate flag in the background.
This is the greatest.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god.
Do we need a break? I think we might need a break.
I need a cigarette.
Okay, yeah. Actually, that's perfect because we're at 2 hours right now.
Are we serious?
Yeah, 1:56.
Oh my god.
All right. I'm telling you, 5 hours.
Hey, Jeff, let's take a break. Did we lose Jeff?
Oh my god. No, I'm here. I'm just
okay. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
All right.
We'll come back after this. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 162. My name is Christopher Riccio. I'm here with Travis Baum.
Boobs.
Jeff Jordy.
What up? But I like it.
Today we are revisiting our predictions for 2010, and God, we got them wrong. Well, except for Jeff.
We got them wrong.
Jeff threw so much shit, I think about 75% of it stuck to the wall.
That's God. Okay, there it is. 28 seconds.
What?
We went 28 seconds before one of us actually said the phrase, throwing shit at a wall, and some of it was bound to stick. Good job, guys.
Well, I mean, that was the running theme for the episode, right?
For the past, like, 18 years.
Yeah.
Podcasting Weekly, my latest subscription to Podcasting Weekly said that is the most overused term in podcasting, and it needs to stop.
All right, I'll make sure to subscribe to that magazine.
Because
I give a shit.
It's awesome. Yeah, I suggest you check it out.
Okay.
Anyway, right. Go ahead.
What would you do, Travis?
I would say we should stop doing that because we're bad at it.
All right.
Nah, let's do it. It's fun.
All right. Cool. I have one more voicemail. All
right. Keep it coming.
It's time for another edition of...
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Ace High here. Oh.
I have to pause. I'm sorry. I'm not even listening now.
I did not see that coming.
Aces, I fucking love you, man. I fucking love you. You're awesome. That was hilarious.
Oh, fucking Aces, you kill me. Oh, man.
The next song Travis will be singing.
Okay, Indus crew. This is David Crash Fist Fight Tilly. And unlike my normal voicemails, I am not going to answer your question of the week because I feel it is dumb. Anyway, I'm going on because I am upset with Jason. And his ability to comic book. Like, with Batman, I'm just going to get straight into it. With Batman, Chris, I can understand you not liking the end bosses because, as a gamer, they were somewhat lame.
Oh, I'm However, not a gamer.
As a Batman fan, they were awesome.
It's
because, you know, unlike Jason, I actually know Batman.
Okay!
Oh, snap!
Fuck you.
Are you pausing that?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Moving on.
Gloves off.
If he actually did know Batman, he would realize that he...
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Actually fights most of his villains because most of them are not fighters. Bane is a fighter. He actually fights Bane, but usually just rips out the cords. That's how it always happens. Batman has no chance against Killer Croc. That's why he devises plans to, you know, put him in a hole.
Mostly. True.
With someone like Poison Ivy.
Wait. He's tussled with Killer Croc several times, actually. So, and granted, yeah, he gets his fucking ass kicked, but at least he tries.
I was actually disappointed that he did fight her, because normally all he would do was get a super herbicide, put it into the sprinkler system, turn the sprinklers on, and kill every single plant in the building.
He didn't have enough for that.
He does it many times. That's what he does.
Oh, fucking hate.
Also, on the Joker
Hey, wait, fight, pause.
Yeah, like, can I fucking pause? David, it's a fucking video game, and we need to play it still.
Even besides that...
Hold on.
No, no, no. Even besides... Hold on. Stop. My turn.
All right.
the all the plants were beefed up on that Titan juice bullshit. It's like, oh, wow. Does he know if anything's gonna work?
He can try it.
Oh,
he did, and they cut that scene out. So there.
All right. Actually, he tried to, and Ivy swatted him away.
And the ODST version of Batman Arkham Asylum is going to be released in 2 months.
Hey, Jeff, it's Travis. I just want to say happy birthday, motherfucker. You're sexy, and you have a you're old too because you're 32, and that's officially old. Happy birthday. No, that sucked. I'll do it again. Hey, guess what? I heard today is your birthday. Actually, no one told me. I just saw it on Facebook, so I don't think anyone really cares. So, happy birthday. That was kind of mean. Hey, happy birthday, motherfucker. All right, here we go. Happy birthday? Is it your birthday? Hey, this is Travis and Megan, and we wanted to say happy birthday to our favorite Canadian, William Shatner? Is he Canadian?
Ryan Reynolds is.
Happy birthday, Ryan Reynolds, you sexy bitch. Hey, it's a birthday greeting from me to you. But you didn't tell me happy birthday, so... Oh, God, I hate you. Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you, have a happy birthday. I hope you get a lot of presents and maybe a happy birthday, BJ. What up? That'd be nice. Hey, man, for your birthday, how about you blow me? Okay, I'm serious. Hey, man, it's Travis. I just wanted to say, happy birthday. And I hope this day is filled with cheer, a little bit of beer, catch you a little buzzerooski, and open you some presents. Maybe we'll get a video game. Lord knows you don't get enough of those. So, well, if you look at it, every day's a birthday because we buy games every day, right? God, I wish I could pay my mortgage. Shit. Hey, it's your birthday, and I wish I could have bought you something, but you live too far away, so I guess I'll just have to buy myself something and say it's for you and then never mail it and just play it myself. Hey, Jeff, I heard it's your birthday. You know, everybody has birthdays, so you're not fucking special. Let's fucking do this birthday, boy. Yeah.
I got one voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, this is Zwag. Calling to talk about the question of the week with Swag and whatnot. The only kind of stuff I ever really collect is mainly like collectible figures, I guess. Toys, figures, whatever you want to call them. And I used to collect more things, of course, but then I got married and my wife says she doesn't want any of that hanging up or anything. I used to have, like, all the old empty boxes, like, from the systems I would buy and stuff. She'd throw all those out. Fucking bitch.
Ugh. No.
But one thing I wouldn't mind getting is a custom-made, like, almost like a Pac-Man's face, but it would be a fleshlight. Don't know if that would work, but I'll let you know. All right.
Did he say fleshlight or fleshlight?
Did
he say fleshlight? I'm like, did... Before I react, I want to make sure what I heard.
It's a little awkward.
It's a Pac-Man fleshlight. Hold on.
So it's gobbling up your junk, basically. Souls.
Work.
Okay.
But,
I didn't back
know.
It up for
right. you. See ya. Like almost like a Pac-Man's face. But it would be a fleshlight.
He did say fleshlight.
I don't know if that would work. But,
yes!
I really hope he said... I really hope he said fleshlight. Because that's kind of...
No, I'm pretty sure he said fleshlight.
He said fleshlight.
That would make sense, because it would be the shape of a Pac-Man. It was mouth.
It's
you know?
Brilliant. It's,
yeah. I was going to say, like, what's more embarrassing than getting caught with a fleshlight? One that looks like Pac-Man.
Hey, don't forget about Crazy Internet Lady. She was
my God, dude, that picture you made. Hopefully we can get a picture of the post. Because right now I know listeners are like, fuck, guys, stop talking about this. I wasn't there. I don't want to. This is boring. But you got to see this picture that there's this crazy lady who, the first day there, I remember Gruel, Dale from OnTap, went up and made an announcement about this WWF tournament for No Mercy he was having, and went on the microphone to the room and said, hey, I just let you know there's this tournament happening, but he didn't say what time it was. And this lady stands up. She was like, at this period, she's like, what time is it? What time is that? What time? She's like, runs over. Then I'm like, Dale, you might want to see what time it is. So he goes to the thing. He's like, oh, is it like 5 o'clock or whatever? And right then I was like, this girl's kind of weird. So what happened was, when they were streaming, I guess, on Saturday for Retroids, I was sitting there talking to, me and Tanya were talking to the people there who were in the chat room. And she came over and she's like, what's this? And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I'm like, sorry guys, but have fun. And she's like, this is on the internet? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, how many people are watching? I should have been like 1 billion because she probably would have believed me.
100,000 million.
So I tweeted afterwards. I'm like, I'm so sorry, dude, like to leave you with her, but it's gonna be entertaining. And then Glenn got this perfect picture of her freeze frame, like her head kind of sideways tilted, looking at the camera with her mouth open. And it says, "Oh my God, the internet!" It's awesome.
Glenn, her mouth Glenn, open. I am not kidding, dude. We loaded that picture up on Travis's laptop, and the four of us, me, Glenn, Travis, and Nico, just fucking lost it. We were pretty much useless for the next 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, we just fucking lost it. And then Nico set that shit as Travis's background on his laptop.
Oh, nice, nice. We got to put that in the show notes, though, because it was like the awesome. Best thing. Like, everyone loved that shit.
Well, my first crazy. Experience with like, seeing this chick was, I was making the, like, little flyers for all the stuff that we had going on. And so I'm on my laptop, I'm at the Retroids table, and I'm ready to print stuff out, and they had, there was a Super Nintendo hooked up next to me, and it had like, Mario Paint on it, and, she comes up, she goes, oh my God, it's a Super Nintendo! I have one of these! I'm like, congratulations, so do like 30 million other people. I'm like, really?
Dude, is that Super Mario World? Holy shit!
This is really mean. I'm sorry.
I love that game.
I was just thinking, I'm like, this is terrible.
We're definitely getting like negative karma points for this. It was funny as shit.
Yeah, it was just awkward craziness that, you know, that just makes everyone kind of just feel kind of awkward. But it was.
Did you see what she was pulling out on the camera after you left?
I saw her showing stuff to the camera, but I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't want to go over there. I was sitting there laughing, I want to see what Glenn is saying right now in the chat. I heard her at one point say, that's mean, and walk away. And then she came back. So I'm not sure if someone said
something. I definitely was not going out of my way to be nice. She was pulling out her bag full of goodies, I guess. And she had like a Mario Paint mouse and like this weird ass Super Nintendo stuff that she's just pulling out and going like, "Hoo-kah!" and putting in front of the camera and then putting away. And then she walks out of frame and you see the little Mario Paint mouse like walk across the screen disembodied. Like she's wiggling it past the camera. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
Okay, we really shouldn't be making fun.
Oh, man. All right, we got to move on.
That's terrible karma points for real.
Yeah. Let's talk about some games, man.
I'm doing pretty well. It's been kind of a crazy week. I'm in the process of switching jobs right now.
Nice.
So I finished up at my old job on Wednesday.
Gave him the finger on the way out?
In the form of
a professional letter, right?
Yes, yes, in the form of a professional letter.
This is my formal fuck you.
It was pretty much a list of many fuck
reasons
yous.
That you're leaving.
Yeah. I decided to do it in the form of a thank you letter. So I thanked him for his retardation.
I thank you for doing all of this crap to make me realize that I wanted to go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty much how I closed the letter. Thank you for motivating me to go somewhere else.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'll be an interesting Monday for him for sure.
Thank you guys.
But anyway, I start the new job on Monday, so that's pretty exciting.
Here's what doesn't annoy me is a voicemail.
Was that a cue to play a voicemail?
Yeah.
I'm in the city.
That's my
buddy's up there.
He beat someone up, didn't he?
Having a good time. Hey, Chris, I heard it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Chris.
Hey, thanks, man.
Fucking have a good day. Hope it's good. Okay. Hey, you know what, man? I was in the city. I'm still in the city. I was on a boat. I was out on a boat. It was a 5-hour fucking harbor cruise. Beautiful night, man. Fucking warm as. Loving it. On my way home. But anyway, when I was on that boat, guess where my face was?
Oh, God.
Can't guess. That's right. And it was there for two different ones. Twice. And all I'm doing is third right now as I'm walking past, but they don't notice. Oh, so much quality. And I drank a lot. So I just went down on two of them. One of them was nice, young Lebanese girl. The other one, I don't know what she was. I think he was cool with it, actually.
But I think it was a girl.
And that was all nice. Anyway, oh shit, there's about four walking towards me. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try and grab some of these. Have a good night. Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
I was on a boat. And that's I went awesome. Down on two different chicks.
Well, one of them was definitely a chick. The other one, I don't know.
The other one, well, she was into it. That's fine.
I fucking love that guy, man. He's hilarious. Fluffy lives the life that every single man wants to live. That's what it all boils down to.
Well, except if you don't like paying for expensive video games.
Way to bring that up onto a completely different topic.
It's time for another edition of...
Floating in space on the edge of time. In a universe that we can't define. Billions of stars in the endless night. Try and find purpose for our lives. Yet we still take the time. We still take the time. Yes, we always take the time. To master.
I knew it.
Oh my God.
Hey, the marking me in the face, that reminds me of a story too. So yeah, my buddy Ira, he had passed out at a party and, you know, we rode all over him. You know, I like little boys. Ha ha. This girl that he was like avoiding, but she was really into him. We got her to like, you know, put her boob on his face and we took pictures and stuff.
Oh my
but
God.
But then later on, my buddy Jay was like, cause Ira was just like passed out. He was just like,
oh,
you know,
please
head completely
tell me
tilted
Jay
back,
didn't do this.
I know, what you're mouth say. Wide open. But no, it's not a normal Jay thing. Jay kept putting pieces of bread in, you know, Ira's open mouth. You know, we're like, whatever. until Ira started choking.
Oh, fuck.
And we all just like, everything got dead serious then, and everybody's digging in Ira's mouth trying
length?
To get
who
the bread.
Yeah.
Ira never woke up the entire time, luckily. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the other instance is we used to put tater tots in Bob's butt. When he used to pass out, he'd pass out face down, but his butt was like up in the air, like he'd be on his knees, and his pants would always like be halfway down, so he'd have this like massive ass crack. That I don't know. That was just what we did. So we put tater tots in there.
So it's like Bob's passed out. We have tater tots. No, get him on now, stat.
That's just what she did, Bob.
Oh,
and yeah, he'd get mad every fucking time. It was funny to us.
That's I can go on for hours about Prince. But
I know we can make a future out of this.
We should probably get the second question, the question of the week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I gotta tell the one story. I have to. it's New Year's 2007. So this isn't that long ago. And this one dude passed out at like 11:30, 11:45. So midnight hits. Everyone's going crazy. Like, yeah, Happy New Year, blah, 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 blah. Two of my buddies decide to, hey, he's passed out on the couch. Let's put our balls on his face.
That's what I thought you were going to say Jay did. I thought you were going to say that Jay slapped his penis on Ira's face. I was like, oh shit. Because I could totally see Jay doing that.
Jay has done that before.
Oh, no, dude, yeah.
Not that night. Not that night.
I'm sorry, so, Jeff. Continue.
There is a picture of one of my buddies with his balls right on the bridge of his nose. So there's one ball on the left side, one on the right. And like 2 weeks later, the dude who was passed out saw this picture and again flipped. Actually, threatened legal action to the point where we're like, dude, he's been your friend for 15 years. You pass out at 11:30 on New Year's Eve.
Something's gonna happen.
Exactly.
To him, right? Yeah.
Oh, jeez, that's messed up.
Four more days left with Sonic, and I am done.
Yeah. I saw that picture that you posted that had like your screen where it said 6 days.
Yeah, it said 6 days left, but then I realized that, you know what? I'm not going to work Monday and Tuesday. So yeah. The person has taken over. We're doing a transitional week. She's coming in, and on my way out, I'm kind of like, you know.
Is she cute?
She's coming in, and she is
Way to dodge the question there, buddy.
And I'm being professional here. She's a colleague.
Anyway, being polite, in other words.
Yeah, basically, pretty much, these are the alarm codes. You have the safe codes. Introducing her to regular customers and the bank people and whatnot. So that whole transition. I was originally my 2 weeks notice spanned into next week, with Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but she told me that she's not going to need me at all. So I'm like, great. That's good. Sunday's my last day. And, I'm going to have a week and 8 days off before MGC and before I start, with GameStop.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, really good. Jeff, you know what I got planned for, this first week and a half off?
What do you got planned?
Nothing.
Nice.
Video games. That's what he's
nice.
Got planned.
You're going to be so bored games. After like day three.
Hell yeah. So one of the things that I don't want to wait on though is, Chris, what's the haps, man?
Not a whole lot. This weekend was interesting because my dryer died last week.
Ooh.
So I didn't want to spend the money. So I fixed it myself. It was more than that big of a deal. It was just the heating element. It's like changing an air filter in a car. It was pretty easy.
Hmm.
So that was the excitement of the weekend.
Quite a manly man you are.
Hmm?
You're quite the manly man you are.
Sometimes. Liam is 11 months old today.
Wow.
So we're getting ready for his first birthday, next month.
The big one.
Yeah. And this kid is so close to walking. It's not even funny. he's been all of his, fine motor skills and shit like that. He's been really far ahead. What he's behind on right now is verbal skills, because he'll make sounds and shit like that. But he's not yet saying, he's not calling Crystal Mama and me Dada yet. And that's something that he should probably be doing by this time. So he's a little behind on that, but he's ahead in everything else. So it's nice to see that. It makes me feel good. He's got good genes. Nothing. You can cut this shit out if you want, man, because that was fucking horrible. Fucking nothing. You guys suck. You guys fucking suck.
Sorry, dude. I'm not even going to blame my mute button for that.
Let's talk about some games.
But I can't, it's every day on Twitter, it's like, so-and-so, I played these games, okay, just type it. So anyway, so Uncharted 2, it's actually going to have Twitter connection.
What?
So,
oh,
you can go into you can go into a menu on Uncharted 2, and it has a bunch of options, just join multiplayer. You can have that on or off, so when you go on multiplayer, it'll automatically upload to your Twitter and tell people you just joined multiplayer.
All right.
That one's kind of cool. You're sitting there, if you're on Twitter, and you're like, I don't know what to play, I was like, oh, so-and-so jumped up on Uncharted. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Creepy.
But there's other ones like, just beat a level. Just reach some kind of milestone. Just beat, the boss, whatever. And there's, a list of, six things or something you put on there. So, when you get Uncharted 2, make sure to hook that up to Twitter. And, Like the first and tweet then, that actually throws up on there.
Yeah.
When you connect it in, you start right away, turn on your iPhone, your computer, whatever you view Twitter on, your preferred Twitter viewing device.
Mm-hmm.
And the first tweet that actually comes out of there, it'll send it to all of your friends.
Oh, great.
It's going to say.
What's it say?
Who
gives a shit?
Yeah. That was deep, man. That was a dumb idea. That was a good one.
I haven't done that.
I think we have
weeks,
that recorded. So. Yeah, it's all right.
Do not give a shit. Please don't.
Yeah, Champions Online does it too, and I.
That drives me nuts.
I don't know why. It's like, you have to, I know, you have to turn it on, and I turned it on, and now I don't know why I turned it on, and I just keep forgetting to turn it off, so.
Yeah. At first, I'm like, what is this? It's like, so-and-so reached level 5. I'm like, first of all, in what?
Don't
and why
care.
Do I care?
I don't want people, this is private stuff, okay? What level I'm on is private, okay?
That's private.
Seriously.
I will tweet about my shit that I just took in the toilet, but I do not want people to know how far I am in Uncharted 2.
That's true. Those are Jeff tweets, by the way. I gotta clarify that. I don't want people going, oh, you're only at level 5. God.
Fucking noob. Fucking noob.
I'm like, I'm fucking sorry. Just let me play my game in peace.
The thing is,
you don't need to know.
You get retweeted, hey, this fucking noob's only on level 5.
It'll happen. You know it will.
Well, it's making these antisocial social network even more antisocial because now it's not even people typing in their own messages.
Right.
It's like you have devices doing that for you.
Does anybody really?
This is
really
how lazy we've become.
Soon my toilet is
going
to be hooked up
us.
To Twitter, and I'm not even going to have to tweet those messages.
You just flush, and it automatically uploads.
It'll
go
into
like
detail.
A content count. You know, it'll snap a picture.
How much
and upload
it weighed.
That and on a twit pic. Yeah.
The Jack Bauer or the
What's
Dark
Jack?
Bauer on Twitter. He says, "Have you ever caught your schlong in your zipper?"
No.
I have.
Oh,
I was.
I also have.
Oh.
Remember wearing those like onesies? Like those like things with the zipper at the front? And I remember taking a pee like early in the morning one day and I zipped up without paying attention and oh God. Oh my God. I was screaming. And what made it more awkward, I was like 20. So it was like
Don't you put your junk back in your underwear before you zip up your pants?
Dude, I wasn't 20. I was like fucking like 5 or 6. But I actually remember this. It was that traumatizing. I remember it like it was fucking yesterday. And I was probably about. That's like one of my earliest memories I can remember. Like back to. And I was like, this was, wow. Like it. Yeah, not fun. Not fun at all.
No, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I can agree 100%.
I've never wanted that to happen, so I was always super careful because I don't want to break my zipper. Oh. Like that.
You have to have junk to hang out for it to happen first. Oh, of all.
It's not like Meet the Fockers where the beans go above the Franks.
Exactly.
It's just a bit of a skin pinch.
Close enough.
Was that Chris. Something about Mary?
It was something about Mary.
Yeah, it was something about Mary.
Oh, son of a...
Definitely.
It's Ben Stiller's Ben Stiller's Ben Stiller. It's all the same movie.
Yeah, it's the same movie.
I would agree with that for the
same
most
movie,
part.
Different backdrop. Chris?
No, I haven't. I usually put my shit back in my underwear before I zip my pants up.
Tweezers and all.
Whatever. What if you're wearing a onesie, you don't have any fucking underwear on?
What, Jeff?
If you're wearing a onesie, you're not... wearing an underwear underneath that shit.
I'm wearing a onesie.
He's dressed up like Abel. It's a secret.
That's just spandex shorts.
I don't currently have the right to wear spandex, so I never will.
I'd like everybody please currently to picture Chris Riccio sitting in front of a mirror in a onesie flexing.
What?
I just want to put that mental image, theater of the mind and all that.
Oh my God.
All of you think of that.
Every time I play against Nable now, I'm just going to lose just because I'm going to be laughing so fucking hard. We literally had, like, everyone's like, doesn't believe me, but we literally had, like, pretty much no snow last year.
Well,
I think it snowed 3 days.
Yeah, we snowed 3 times last year.
Yeah.
Dude, nothing that happens here is called snow.
Yeah, it's true. I wouldn't call that snow. I saw pictures. Like, that's not snow. And even when it did snow here, it was gone, like, the next day, or, like, within, like, a day and a half or so. And it snowed, like, one decent snowfall a couple days ago, and some of it's still on the ground. But it's cold-ass, though, man. Like, it's...
We've had flurries here already here a couple last times. We had and some again, today, and we had some a few days ago.
So I'm ready to move.
Like early last
week. That's not even officially
yeah, winter not, yet. Not much. Mm.
But hey.
I just hate this weather, man. Like, it just...
You guys there?
Stuff that makes your balls shrivel up should not be just natural. I don't know. It just feels bad.
It doesn't bother me, man. I love the cold.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the other night, like when we were getting together for the video game awards, like that was a good night because it was like 40, 45 degrees. Like I was out on the patio with Jason and I was like, you know what? This is perfect weather. And we were sitting there and we were silent for a second and I said, you know what? Savor the flavor because it is going to get fucking cold. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding.
What up?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, by the way. I guess you guys listening at home just got that Jeff dropped and we just kept on talking.
Nice.
We were just talking about weather. That's all.
That's called chemistry right there. That's exactly what it is.
It's called shitty internet connection.
That too, yeah.
Moose net.
You know what? I forgot. We should go into the with your car dying. The that whole day where Jason accidentally went to work with my car keys the day I was supposed to leave for Florida,
and all you got was an indication from the Twitter message.
Twitter.
Anybody know who this is?
He didn't even direct it to me. I didn't even get a mention. It was just on Twitter. Anybody knows whose keys these are?
I looked at it and I was like, those are Nissan keys. And I thought, and the first thing that came to my mind was, oh fuck, I need to call Glenn. God.
So he calls me up and he's like, yeah, I'll check it out. And then he goes, dude, actually my car's acting up. I don't know if I can make it that far. So his car's fucked up. Travis is getting a tire put back on his car.
Which is a whole nother story.
Fucking right. Oh,
which is, yeah. And so he can't do anything. And then, so we end up driving up there. We get the keys back. You know, long story short, we end up leaving probably 5 hours later than expected. So I took Jason's Batman Snuggie, and when about halfway back, I took a picture of me driving in it and go, hey, anybody knows whose this is? And put
it just kind of ended up on me.
I was like, yeah, dude, thought it was my shirt when I got up and left, and it turns out it's your Batman Snuggie.
It would have been great if we got pulled over and asked to step out the car.
That would have been hilarious.
Oh, my God. They wanted me to go through every toll booth with it on. Just be like, here you go, thanks.
All eight of them?
can I get a discount?
Really?
Yeah,
you're gonna get
I found one on Craigslist for $125.
Oh, nice. Yeah, if you get it for good price, you can't really whatever. But
just watch the rape.
Watch the what?
Look out for all that rape on Craigslist.
Dude, we're meeting in a Target parking lot at 11 a.m. I think.
Oh, dude, are you serious?
That's the new fucking rest stop, dude.
Yeah, man, you might as well go to a Flying J.
You know what?
And just
go there. Just go there with some ass chaps and just fucking bend over when you
I know, right? It's just, say, hey, we're here for that PSP
and say,
Go.
And say, nice to see you, Targo.
Here's my money. Here's a little lube. And why don't you give me a good Craigslist raping?
Actually, Travis, we're not done.
Oh.
We got a last minute entry here.
Okay.
That's me. Here we go. We'll get to it in a second. Okay, here it goes. Dear Interactive Distractions Human Resources Personnel, I'm writing to you today to express interest in your job posting on AtlantaJobs.com. I think that I am a really good candidate for the position, and I exhibit some qualities that could be a great addition to your team. Let me explain how great I would fit by talking about my experience with my own podcast, Welcome to the Goo.
Oh, God.
My management skills...
Is this from Scott?
My management skills are unmatched. Our fairly average audio podcast is well known for not informing our listeners of upcoming content until the day of. Most times, even, we walk into the show unprepared, and yet we're still able to hit the extremely consistent running time in between 90 and 180 minutes of length. We're also uncomfortable about our
own
skills.
An hour and a half to 3 hours, it's fine.
We're also really uncomfortable about our skills in the air. So we've notoriously invited guests from around our humble podcast network to make ourselves sound better. We even brought on a third person on recently to add to our mediocrity. In addition to my superiorly inadequate management skills, I also possess some mediocre ability in writing articles for our website, I am highly productive in releasing articles on a not anywhere near regular basis, most times utilizing the content of press releases as the main part of my content. I rarely have my own opinions on any of the topics discussed, and really just act as a regurgitation of material that is readily available elsewhere on the internet with little searching. My opinions during the podcast, however, is possibly my strongest suit. More often than not, they are completely unfounded by the little to no backing. I also tend to be bullheaded, so you know, every time that I open my mouth... Well, sorry, hold on. I also tend to be bullheaded, so you know every time that I open my mouth that I will not back down to any sort of reason, no matter how properly formatted it may be. Wow, I butchered that sentence bad. Anywho, this is truly my strongest aspect, as it illustrates just how powerful my convictions and drive can be, a quality that I am sure would be appreciated in your organization. I am truly excited at this opportunity, and I really hope that these skills will put me in the forefront of your consideration for the position of subpar, vertically challenged diva podcaster to be used as a replacement for Jason. Please feel free to contact me via phone anytime in your convenience at 414 fuck you. Sincerely, Scott S. Sauer. Yes.
Oh, shit.
I love you, bitches.
God. I hate that guy.
Oh, shit. I'm like crying right now. Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, so just to he's going for the subpar vertically challenged diva podcaster to be used as a replacement for Jason position.
Oh wait, he's talking about me?
Oh shit.
Rebuttal.
Rebuttal?
Fuck he's staying, you.
In rebuttal, he's staying at my house for Endless Fest. Motherfucker, better not go to sleep. You watch your back, Scott Sauer.
Oh my goodness.
That's it. No. I'm talking to you, Scott. You watch your back, because I will take you out. Cut an ear off.
Alright, I guess we need to choose a winner. People. And Jeff Chorney?
What up?
And today we are doing mailbag for the very first time. Should be interesting. We apparently have
quite
a few.
Yeah, you love the mailbags, don't you?
I do love the mailbags. But before we get into that, let's go around the...
Gross.
Chris likes scrotum.
Fuck, we'll start with Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You feel better with the scrotum joke?
Yes, of course. It's good to start off with a good penis or ball joke is always good to start off with a podcast.
I'm glad I could help.
It's the cornerstone of a solid podcast.
That's right, exactly. That's right. We didn't play bocce ball, but we played cornhole. I don't know if you guys ever played that.
You did just
shut
say
up.
That, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It's a game called cornhole, and it's okay.
I didn't want to. I thought you were Italian, not Greek, dude.
So you and Crystal are already trying to have another kid, right?
Not that way. Ain't gonna happen.
No, it's beanbag toss, basically. And
Ooh.
Okay. I need to hear what this is. Seriously,
it's actually no. It's that's pretty much what it is. There's actually like a big huge rule set to it and all, and there's a, you know, you have a board with a hole in it, and the object is to toss the beanbag in the hole.
Oh, okay, all right, I get it.
And but yeah, it's unusual and badly named,
kind of dirty,
but it's a fun game. So, yeah, we did that. We had a barbecue. Didn't watch any fireworks because, honestly, I wasn't really interested. And, yeah, that's about it. So, no new cars on this side. Not yet.
Cool.
But, yeah, so let's do games. Let's talk about games.
Let's do games.
So that is pretty much it for all the Canadian-based ones. So this next one comes up. Let's see. It says, all right, guys, I was just checking into the Indus corporate website. One ads. I spotted this article for a job that I think I could handle. Canadian joke authenticator and more necessity advisor.
I didn't actually say that. I just threw it there. That's good.
Better Tomorrow continues on and says, the Indus Corp is looking for an applicant who is enthusiastic, hardworking, and can prove themselves a determined and contributing team member, or is at least Canadian. In the position of Canadian joke authenticator and more necessity advisor, you need a written copy of every Canadian joke that is submitted by Indus and or non-Canadian host. You will have to put each joke through a rigorous process, which includes 99-point inspection, which will, in the end, determine whether the joke is legitimate Canadian joke or is mere a true fact about the country. Examples include the following. A writer includes this line in an email. Watch out for the moose in Toronto, Jeff. You will then receive a written copy of said joke, and it will be your job to research the facts about moose occupation in Toronto and determine whether this is a joke or a fact. You will then send the details of your findings stating whether there are, in fact, a moose in Toronto or not to the host of one of the Indus podcasts, and they will get the green light whether or not to respond to the comment from the objector. So they can either moa or respond with a simple, why thank you, listener. Look out for the moose in Toronto. You will also have to be on the lookout for potential twists on the joke. For example, you might discover during your research that there's actually a junior hockey team in Toronto called the Toronto Canadian Moose. So to a Canadian citizen, this appears normal. To a non-Canadian resident, this could easily be viewed as something far more humorous. The applicant must also be knowledgeable on the commonalities of the Canadian culture that to others come across as a joke. You must be aware that when such facts are acknowledged by a non-Canadian listener or host, that the use of more is almost always required. These may include, up to and not including, kids playing hockey on the $5 bill, Brian Adams, maple syrup in general, igloos, a boot, Mounties, the Canadian, Tire Monkey, and Quebec. Because such things may not be direct jokes.
And Quebec.
Because some things are not direct jokes, approval of the use of moo can also be combined with the counter arguments for Mr. Chorney, such as universal healthcare says hi. What was that? I couldn't hear you over the sound of not being shot at. And finally, fuck off. We have Tim Hortons. All findings must be submitted to Confidence Man and or Jack Bauer for stats submission. Nice. And finally, some quick further qualifications. The applicant must expect to be paid in Canadian currency, and most cases in change, or Petro-Canada gas vouchers. Applicants must be able to hum the old and new Hockey Night in Canada theme upon request. For safety reasons, applicants must be able to decipher the difference between Nickelback and Theory of a Dead Man. This might be a trick question. And that was from Jeff, a.k.a. It's Better Tomorrow.
Theory of a Dead Man. That's a... It's time to get ready.